Hallelujah, praise God. That he might have reign over the earth. We put too much emphasis on the deceiver. Amen. You worry about him too much. He's under your feet. The devil is under your feet. He can have walking around powers around here, but he's got nothing on you. Nothing formed against you can prosper. There's no need to concern about him. You need to get just walk away. Amen. Draw closer to God, and God will draw closer to you. Praise God, and the devil will flee. Understand? He will run. You praise Jesus, and he will run. That's it. That's how easy it is. We got the troubles. We got the things we go through. But the closer you walk to God, hallelujah, the path is so much easier. Thank you, Lord. This morning, surrender all. Praise the Lord. God is good, amen. Just surrender to the Lord. It's a new walk every day. It's a new walk every day. Somebody once said, with every new, just every new thing that you learn needs a new dedication. So every day you walk with Him. Joanne, bring us into church. Hallelujah. Maestro. Church. Praise God. Let's stand up and pray together. Lord, my prayer, just let God fill you. Let God change you day by day. Let the reason why you come here to know more about God, let that reason be strong. Let it make you stronger as we face the world, as we pray to our Father. Let everybody say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever and ever. Amen and amen. Be seated. That's your Father in heaven. Amen. The beloved one who called you and chose who? Who chose you. Amen. Nothing formed against you can prosper. How many know that? You walk with the Lord. You walk with the Lord. You got to be strong. Sometimes it's not easy. How many know that? How many fall short daily? Praise the Lord. That means you need God. But we are conquerors. Amen? We are what?
Conquerors.
That's right, Miss Pat, Elder Pat. More than conquerors. But that means you're in a battle sometimes, doesn't it? Sometimes it's every day. But if you get to the next day, you've conquered the day before. Amen? You are a conqueror. And God will see you through. How many know? He will carry you through. Hallelujah. You got to know that. Let's read together. Good morning, James. He was here already, but I want to say hi to James. Psalm 125, those who trust in the Lord, that sounds like us, are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken but endures forever. Hallelujah. The scepter of the wicked will not remain over the land allotted to the righteous. Oh, I like that. For then the righteous might use their hands to do evil.
Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, to those who are upright in heart.
Thank you, Lord. But those who turn to crooked ways, the Lord will banish with the evildoers. Peace be upon Israel. Hallelujah. The chosen nation. The chosen nation. That doesn't make them higher than us. It doesn't. We're part of that. We're part of that tree. Amen? That's our tree, but that's our home. That's where God. We need to pray for Israel. According to the Word of God, we need to constantly be praying for our brethren in Israel. Amen? That's what we're supposed to do. But God called us as part of the family. Amen? We are the chosen also. Hallelujah. That's good news. How's everybody today? Happy spring. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Top of the morning to you. Doesn't sound like we have any Irish in the room. Any Irish? God bless you, Elder Pat. You be the one. Yeah, you be the. You Irish too? Greg, you're not Irish? No. I knew that. Thank you, Lord. Roger, how's your hip? Hey, praise God. God is good, amen. Was it the hip? Was it the knee? Just wanted to see if you're all paying attention. Praise the Lord. How many know that if you fall down, God will lift you up every time? How many know that? You fall down because we all fall. Well, let me tell you something, and I don't mean I got to tell you the truth. I mean, you want the truth, right? If you throw yourself down, He'll let you stay there. How many know that? You throw yourself down, He'll let you stay there. Hallelujah. The testimony. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. In what?
Gentlemen.
Considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks to him to be something, if anybody thinks himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each man examine his own work. What work? His own work. And then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not another. When you do your best, it means you don't need to compare yourself to anybody else. Whatever you do during the day, if you do your best, there's no sense looking at anybody else. You don't have to compare. He said, let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone. When you've done your best and you did all you can do, and it's good, you feel good about yourself and not in another. For each one shall bear his own load. Hallelujah. And let him who has taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. But do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to the flesh will reap of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And brothers and sisters, this is the testimony of God. Let us not grow weary. Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Do you notice what it says? Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. You understand? Heart, the difference. Sometimes your mind is weak, sometimes you doubt. How many doubt? How many have worry? How many are afraid? God's not concerned about your worry and your afraid. He's not concerned, Miss Pat, with what you're thinking. He said if you don't lose heart, if you don't lose faith in him, if you don't lose the fact that he is with you, you know you have that confidence. He said in due season. He said in when? Due season. So is it your time or his time? He will lift you up in his time, amen, if you don't lose heart. Hallelujah. You have a title. How many know you have a title? You're called a Christian. You call yourself a Christian? What does that mean? That means you're walking Christ-like. Amen? You're walking Christ-like. You've announced it to the world. I'm a Christian. So you've also announced that standing right next to me is God. So you have one chance. You have that first chance. To how you conduct yourself is connected to Jesus. Are you with me? What do the people see when they see you? That's the chance you have of a connection to God. That's the chance you have to the connection to your church. What they see, what they hear, amen, is going to either bring them through the doors or make them run somewhere else, amen. You have that obligation, but you have that inside of you. Hallelujah. You have that one chance to your friend, to your family. We always talk about your friends and your family, but to people that don't know you. Somebody, a stranger that you meet, you have one chance to show them God or not. Amen? And the testimony says is God is saying what you choose. Are you choosing love? Are you choosing him? Or are you choosing yourself? He said he will not be mocked. That is a really profound statement. He said, but do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. You understand? Hallelujah. So the testimony is, we're not to judge anybody. How many of anybody of you all say that? Well, we're not supposed to judge anybody. We're not the judge, amen? But you judge yourself by what you say, by what you do, by what you wear, by the things you, the life, the way you judge yourself, amen? God says, yourself. Look in the mirror every morning and see. You do your best, amen? And you judge yourself. So that others don't have to judge you. Amen. By whatever you do, they're not judging you. They're seeing you. Amen. And God is saying that you just be strong in your own work. He's saying, do not be deceived. Trust in God. Let me read that again. Let us not grow weary. Anybody here ever grow weary? Raise your hand. I know y'all have. But God is saying, let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. If God is with you, if you know that he's with you, whatever circumstance you have today, amen, God is in control of it. Amen. If it's not worthy of you, if you're in a situation that's not worthy of somebody who's Christ-like, who carries Christ, then don't worry about it, because that's not where God wants you to be. Amen. So you start praying to God and you say, I have one choice. I can either let this take me over or I can take over it. I can change. I can't change the situation, but I can change the person in the mirror. Amen. If I want people to stop judging me, I got to give them a reason to not judge me. Amen. I got to give them a reason to come closer to God, to come closer to my church, to know what I know that gave me peace in a time of sadness. Amen. Are you with me? That's the testimony. Let's pray together. Lord, we don't want to grow weary, Lord, but we know, Lord, sometimes our flesh is weak. Oh, Lord, our flesh can get weak, Lord, but we need to know your presence is with us always, that you're guiding us and leading us through these paths, Lord. And sometimes we fall to the left or the right, and you just draw us back, Lord. We just need to know that more, Lord. We need to see it more. We need to have that faith. And Lord, the person that we can change is ourselves. And the sermon today is going to be about how to do that, and how to pray for others, and how to lift each other up, to know that it's going to be okay. that these battles that we're fighting, we should stop fighting because you said the battle is yours, not ours. All we need to do is walk with you, stand with you, do what your word says, act like a Christian. Make them not have a reason to doubt our faith, not have a reason to doubt what we're saying. Not with our words, but with our actions. That we can do. We can do that every day. We can stand up for you every day and let you lift us up. And when those battles are won, when each and every battle is won, and you know, Lord, the saddest part is you've won so many battles for us to get us to this day. This day, March 15, 2015, Lord, we've gone through more battles than we can ever remember. We've had more prayers out there, Lord, that you've answered us for. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of prayers that you've answered us for, Lord. And we just seem to forget sometimes where you brought us from to this day. But from this day on, Lord, we know that we want to see you in it all. And we're going to draw closer to you. We need to rejoice. And this word today is going to tell us that. Oh, it's not easy. No, sometimes it's not. You never said it was going to be easy, but you said you'd be with us, to walk with us, to make us stronger. Because we want the generation following us to be stronger in you. We want people to fill churches to hear about your word. That changes the world. We got so much to offer. We got you. We are that celebrity. We are that Johnny Cash. We are that Merle Haggard. We are that Madonna. Whatever all those people are looking up to, we have you. We are greater. We have the greater one in us. We can set those examples. We can show people who you are. We can do things that make people remember love and remember the kindness and remember the smile and remember the gentleness. We can do that. We can touch people's lives because of you when we walk with you. And that will change the world. You look at that evil, we need to just look at that evil to know that the world is hungry for you. Hungry for you. So it starts today with us, Lord, as we're going to change. We're going to change the world by showing them you. To each person we come in contact with, the smile, the comfort, the joy, the confidence, and the peace that all come from you, even in the middle of a turmoil, in the middle of a battle, Lord, we'll show them that peace where they have to say, I don't know what he's got, but I want some of that. And then the victory is ours, as it always is with you, in Jesus' name, Lord. In Jesus' name, keep us strong. I'm going to read something to you, and it's not easy, I admit. I was talking to somebody before, and sometimes when you get sick, you can't turn it on and off just because you have faith, amen? Just because you believe in God, say, okay, I believe in God, I'm not going to be sick. I'm not going to be this. You can't do that, amen? But you need the strength of God to help you through, amen? And the more you see that God is helping you through, that eases the burden of your battle, amen? Because we all fight everything every day. Some are worse than others, some days are worse. But the more you know that God is with you, the more you know that you have people who love you, the comfort of God, it makes you stronger, amen? When something happens, we come together as a family, like we did for Cassie. That was a family. That was a family acting out of love. Sometimes it's more prayer. Sometimes we need to comfort. We need to go to the hospital to visit a friend. Amen? But you just need to know, and I'm going to read this to you. Rejoice always. How can you do that, Brother Gary? Rejoice always. But Paul is saying, rejoice always. And then he's saying, pray without ceasing. That means you're in constant contact with the Lord. Amen? So how can I do that, Dale? I can't walk around and say, oh, Father, what in heaven, help me. No, he's saying just know that he's with you. Acknowledge him. Just every now and then say, thank you, Lord. That's praying. That's praying. When you say, thank you, Lord, you're praying. You're saying, okay, Lord, thank you for your guidance. Thank you for your... My wife will tell you, how many times a day do I just rub on the van and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this day. Keep us safe. She'll say, what's the matter? I said, nothing. I'm just talking to God. It's when you're praying more, every minute that you're praying is 1 minute less that you're worried about what's going on. Amen? So you're walking because God is the answer. And if he's the answer, then you got to wait sometime. So you just do things you can do waiting for the answer. Pray without ceasing. And here's something else. In everything. In what? everything, give thanks. Hallelujah. No, that's good. Welcome back, Marcia. We've missed you. Between the snow and the Hampshire and everything, we've missed you. And everything, give thanks. Well, how do you give thanks for things that are... He's not saying, be happy because you're sick. He said, no, but give thanks. Give thanks because, oh, the sky is blue, and the air feels good, and the sun is shining. Start giving thanks for something. Amen? But all of a sudden, for 5 minutes, I was giving thanks, and I forgot about my leg hurting. I forgot about the problem. I forgot I didn't have the money today. I started talking to God, praying. Amen. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. For who?
Us.
Hallelujah. Whatever situation, rejoice always. Rejoice. Be happy as best as you can be. You say, well, I got problems at home. God's saying, I know that. But if you start being happier, maybe that problem will have a better answer. Maybe if you're happier at home, somebody will say, oh, what's going on? I got to go where you're going. Why are you so happy? Said, because I love God and I have a good life and the sky is blue and spring is coming. I got a lot to look forward to. I'm going to rejoice. Well, you know, this, that, I know we got those problems. I know we got a bad report from the doctor. I know that I'm looking for a job. I know that I'm a place I don't want to work. I know all that. But I got God. I got this. I can do it because God is with me. Amen. Rejoice. Pray without ceasing. I guarantee you fail to do that because you don't know how. And I'm just telling you, do you just look at the sky and say, thank you, Lord? That's praying. You say, Lord, thank you for the one who loves me, for my children, for my grand, whatever you got, say thank you. Thank you, I got a job today. I got something happening today. Thank you, Lord. I got a chance today, Miss Dale. Today you have a chance for God to perform the greatest miracles in your life because you're here praying to Him. This could be the day whatever you're praying for gets answered. And we've seen you come through so much, and we're so proud of you. And so we just love you. And we love Larry too, even when he's not here. Amen? Hallelujah. That's what we do. We don't get mad at people when they don't come, do we? We pray for them. Amen? That's what we do. And when the people come here and they feel, boy, I just feel so welcome here. I feel like there's something going on. I feel the Spirit of God in here because you're talking about me and God in the same, and it's I understand it, and I want to know more. Amen? Hallelujah. You can say this, and you might do, I can't change this. You ever in a situation say, I can't change this. I can't deal with this. But there is something you can do. There's one thing you can do. You can change yourself. Amen? You just say, I know that God will see me through this, so I want to be ready to receive. Hallelujah. Has anybody ever thought that way? Whatever you're going through, if you let it pull you down, you let it pull you down and you get sick, you get depression, you get anxiety, things happen in your life, and then God answers your prayer, Brenda. You're not in a place where you can enjoy it because you got to rebuild yourself from all the things you've let happen to you, see? So you start walking in faith, see? You start seeing it in faith. Say, I don't like this situation, Lord. You know I don't, but I can change myself. I can wake up and I can remove the bondage. Say that with me. Remove the bondage. I can remove the problem. I can remove what's holding me. I can stand up. I can get dressed a little different. I can stand a little taller. I can give somebody a smile. I can give somebody some. I can go wherever I'm going and show them God. Amen. I can show them the God inside of me. I don't want to show them me. They've seen enough of me. They've seen enough of me complaining. They've seen enough of me frowning. I can change me. And then when I change me, they have a choice, but they have to what? Change. You see? You want that person to change, so you come in every day and you don't change anything, so why should they? But you go in and you go to an attitude of God and change, and you start lifting yourself up, and all of a sudden they have to do something. They have to change. The thing you've been praying for is right there, and all you got to do is change and show them God. Amen? You can do this. God has... Again, I tell you, how many things have God brought you through to bring you to March 15th, 2015? How many things has He got you through? All the troubles and trials and tribulations, how are we going to do it? You know, you got your life. We all got our life. You know what you've been through. But He got you to this day. Amen? Hallelujah. I walk in His glory. It may appear bad. It may appear bad, and you may feel lost or losing the battle, but you're not supposed to fight the battle. The battle is mine, said the Lord. And I just go back. Everything I goes back to this. Everything you have, every excuse you have now for not doing this goes right back to the beginning. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. And everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. For who? Hallelujah. You're with me. Hallelujah. Break out of your bondage. I'm telling you, you can't change others, but rise up with God at your side. And I say this again, if it isn't worthy of a child of God's, don't spend so much time trying to make it right. Amen? Somebody that I love very much lost their job this week. He was lied to. Lied to. He did things for the company he was working for, and the bosses didn't even know he was doing, because somebody in one department sent him out to do this and sent him out to do that. And being the worker he is, and I'm very proud of the work, he's a worker, he went out and did it. They said, and he took his car and he went and did it. And then he went to the headquarters and they said, well, you're not even supposed to leave the building. He said, yeah, I know, but my boss sent me. And they lied on him. They lied on him and they let him go. They treated him disrespectfully. I don't know what the right word is, but you understand what I'm saying? And I told him, that's a good thing that they did that. Well, I didn't want to lose my job. I said, it's a good thing they did that, because you don't want to work for people who treat you like that. Amen. You don't want to work in a situation where they people do things and even have the mind to treat other people like that. Amen. It was a good thing. God was saying, you know what? I got something better for you. I see your dedication. I see your determination. Amen. He said, but sometimes you get into a situation where it's not right. Amen. And you know it's not right. But I tell you, don't fight the battle. Don't fight the battle. He did everything in his power. I want you, whatever it is you're fighting, to do everything in your power. Go, if it's whatever it is you're facing, face it with God. Face it with a new attitude. Break the bondage. Don't have the same attitude. Whatever's with your family, with your friends, whatever you're trying to get across to people, if it hasn't worked to this point, amen, you're trying too hard in a way that it does. Every time they see you, say, oh no, here goes. I know what. How many times you get a phone call from somebody, and don't say who? You get a phone call from somebody and you see on the caller ID who it is and saying, oh no. I really like this person. Lord, I'm not being mean. I really love this person. This is going to be a half hour. 45 minutes of you don't understand. I pray I'm not one of those people, Lord, who might call somebody. Evidently, what they're doing isn't working, is it? You see? They can change me. They can say, Larry, you never pick up the phone when I call you. Yeah. You want to change me? You do. You want to change me? Then look in the mirror before you call me and have a different attitude. And I got no choice but to answer the phone and talk to you then. Amen? You see, because you changed, guess what? I had to change. Amen? We got those people, and I keep praying for them. And I just say, come on, it's okay. I've heard that before. Let's go on and have some fun with something else now. Amen? You want somebody to change. You see, let me tell you that, if that worked with you or not, because God just gave that to me, the way the phone call, to just thinking, you know, if somebody wants me to change, every time I call you, you never answer. I'm thinking, because I don't have time to listen to it. But see, now I got to change it. So if that person starts changing when they call me, say, hey, how you doing? And something, yeah, how you been? Yeah. And then all of a sudden, I have to change. Amen? You understand what I mean? You want things from God? Maybe God's saying, well, you're not ready yet. So you have to do something. You have to change. Amen? Maybe you want whatever you're looking for in God. You want God to help you with. He's saying, I know, but you're not ready for that yet. Let's get you standing on your 2 feet. Let's get you walking with me. Let's get you all polished up. You want somebody in your life who's worthy of you. Amen. You want somebody to fall in love with. You want somebody to be your partner. You want somebody to be. Then give them somebody that they'll be proud to be with. Amen. And when they find that somebody that they're proud to be with, you'll be with somebody you're proud to be with. Amen. We can't change others, but we can change ourselves every day. Every day. Amen. If we rejoice, Amen? If we pray without ceasing, if we look ourselves in the mirror every day and say, what can I do? And I'm not telling you, don't think that you have to get dressed up to come to church. Don't think I'm telling you you have. I'm just telling you, you have to do what you do to change. Amen? Whatever it is you're doing, whatever it is you're saying, however it is you're acting, I'm not judging you. But remember, you judge yourself when you walk out the door with whatever you're doing. You're judging yourself. So you're leaving nothing to anybody else except what you've showed them. Amen? So you want people around you to change. You want your life to change. You want your boss at work to change. You want, this is going to get in trouble. You want your wife to change. You want your husband to change. Oh, I wish you'd, then do something to make them change. Amen? Don't give them the reasons to be everything. Don't be that person. Try to be different. And guess what? They'll change. And then you'll get your prayer answered. How easy did God make it? But you're always down in that concrete saying, this is how I am, and you need to change. Wherever you go, to do whatever it is, work, family, don't matter. Hallelujah. I would just say, find in your heart your passion. Find where you can shine. And then when he answers, and then when God answers your prayer, Brother Gary, I don't mean to use you with this one, but I remember what we went through and how you came and you and Marcia have just like been a light. And God, you know, you guys went through a valley and we prayed with you through it. And I don't mean to point you out, but that's what a family, I only point out to say, but God had answered a prayer in a way that you know that God answered your prayer. And there's just the doubt you might have and other things you still might have every now and then, but you got the responsibility now to know, to go back and look and say, wow, Lord, you really are with us. Why am I so concerned about things? And if I want other people to change, it starts here. Amen. And God is inside of you. He loves you. He loves you for who you are. But he just sees you as greater than Johnny Cash. He sees you greater than Farron Young and Merle Haggard. He sees you as a son. Amen. He sees you as a brother. He sees you as a mother, as a father. He sees you that way. And look at that light coming in. See that light shining? He wants you to shine. Give him praise and glory, church. That's your God. Hallelujah.